Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
In the traffic, N1 heading from Rivonia through Four Ways and down towards Malibongwe. A pair of trucks causing a lot of trouble on that route at the moment. Stationary. And the big problem was the jackknifed truck south of Galulis at the moment. The N3 is still chock-a-block from Marlborough Drive, and it's queuing from as far back as Barbara Road on the R24 trying to get onto the N12 and southbound.
The ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula says any case against the minister in the presidency, Kumutso Ncabeni, should be handled in court. This follows a News 24 report that the Hawks have finalized an investigation into Ncabeni over fraud and corruption linked to a 2.5 million rand tender. The DA has called for the minister to be removed from cabinet immediately. And in the USA, it's inauguration time. As we speak, the Capitol Rotunda in Washington, D.C. is filled to the brim with those in attending the event tonight. Donald Trump's family just walked in a few minutes ago, as well as some of the former presidents, just to name a few. Bill Clinton and his wife Hillary are there. George W. Bush and his wife Laura also there. Barack Obama also arrived, but his wife Michelle is not attending. A lot of eyebrows that are lifting in regards to that. And Melania, I also see, just arrived as well on the screen, wearing a navy blue suit and a pants, rather a skirt. Also, a hat that covers her face. A lot of people wondering about that. With that, we head into the market space. Aubrey Grobler from PSG Wealth is here, saying that the markets in America is closed for Martin Luther King Day and the president's inauguration. But what are the rest saying?
The market will be focused on Trump's plans for trade tariffs, but it's not only China that is concerned. According to Reuters, 9 out of 10 U.S. firms operating in Europe believe that economic relations will worsen between the two continents in the future, with tariff fears being the main concern. In terms of the U.S. markets, what to look out for, earnings season continues this week with Netflix, Johnson & Johnson and American Express all reporting their quarterly results later this week.
He also has some news on news elsewhere.
European markets closed the day in green territory, with the French CAC adding 0.3%, while the German DAX closed 0.4% higher.
A dollar at this stage trading at around 18 Rand 57, a euro 19 Rand 31, a pound 22 Rand 84. Gold is trading at $2,706.05 per fine ounce, and Brent crude oil sitting at $79.89 per barrel. I'm Marlene Fischer, more news at 7.
Sport word geborg deur Superbets. Wen is nie net iets wat jou span kan doen nie, jy kan vir jouself wen by superbets.co.za. Superbets, die plek om te wet, spin, speel en wen.
We start off with the cricket news. Once again, it's the 15th match of the Betway SA20 2025. The Joburg Super Kings are in a spot of bother. Once again, Sponolo Makanya, the latest wicket to be taken. That takes the score to 72 for 5. So Johnny Bairstow is still there at the crease on 20 from 21 deliveries. He's going to have to bat out through the innings to give them a chance of at least getting to 130 to be able to get a competitive score at Borland Park against the Paarl Royals. And in other sports news, Enzo Maresca's Chelsea are set to welcome Wolverhampton Wanderers to Stamford Bridge later tonight in a significant match in their race for Champions League football and Premier League survival. The Blues are sixth on the table with 37 points, and they're just 1 point from fifth place Newcastle United, while Wolves were beaten 3-0 by Newcastle United on the 15th of Jan. They're in 17th place with 16 points so far. Here is Chelsea manager on Enzo Maresca on their home form.
Probably when we play away against teams that they sit back, when we play away, probably we are more calm because we don't play with rush, while when we are at home, sometimes we want to play quick because, you know, we want to show to the fans, so we want to attack quick.
In some rugby news, head coach Gregor Townsend will be without the services of a key member of Scotland's leadership group for the 2025 Six Nations. Captain Sione